All right. Good evening, everyone. To continue a little bit in Hilchos Brachos, so the end of towards the end of Simin Bav, the Kitz writes the following: Tzarech lizor ma'od sheyomar tevas amen kitikuno. Person must be exceptionally vigilant to be able to answer the word amen in the appropriate way. And what does it mean to be able to answer amen appropriately? Number one, shelo yachtof ha'alif velo yavliya hanun. Number one, that one should not say the alif too quickly, and one should not swallow up the nun. In other words, one must make sure to articulate the word amen in the correct way. V'gam yizar ma'od, shelo ya'ane amen kodim shesim ha'mevarech. Furthermore, again, one must make sure not to answer amen before the mevarech, before the one making the bracha, finishes making the bracha. I'm sorry, kodim shesim ha'mevarech kol ha'bracha. One must go ahead and make sure not to answer amen before the mevarech, before the one making the bracha, finishes the bracha. Why? Ki zehu amen chatufa. An amen chatufa literally means like a grabbed amen, like a premature amen. So amen is only supposed to be an affirmative statement recited at the end of a bracha. If you recite it before the mavarech finished the bracha, it's called an amen chatufa. Ve'gam lo ye'acher. Similarly, one should not delay, meaning after the mavarech has finished making the bracha, one must answer amen immediately, because if you delay in answering the amen, dezehu amen yisoma. That's called an orphaned amen. What does it mean, an orphaned amen? That amen is only meaningful if it's attached to the bracha itself. If there's too much time in between the end of the bracha and the answering of amen, then that's called an orphaned amen. So in the Piskei Tshuvos, he writes, so how much time does one have to answer amen? So he writes that it has to be toch kidei dibor, which literally means, again, the amount of time, except within 2 to 3 seconds after the end of the bracha, one should really have answered amen already. And if not, meaning if one is delayed that long, then at that point in time, it's not appropriate to answer amen anymore. Elo, kishesim ha-mevarech ha-sabracha ya'ane amen. Rather, immediately when the mevarech finishes the bracha, one should answer amen right there. And then the kitzur ends off with the following halacha: V'lo yagbia kolo yosra min ha-mevarech. When answering amen, your decibel level should be no higher than the chazan. Your amen shouldn't be any louder than the way the chazan is davening. Why? So beautifully. Shene'emar gadlu la'Hashem iti unirumim shemo yachdov. Quotes the pasuk from Devarim, Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, gadlu la'Hashem iti, literally, elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with me, unirumim, and let us exalt His name together. From here, the Kitzur understands that the responsive part of Tefillah should not be any louder than the actual Chazan's recitation itself. So whatever the decibel level of the Mevarech, that should be the decibel level of the answering of Amen as well. Rabbi Chanan Yiben HaKash, Omer HaShemrach HaLizakos, says Yisrael, V'fichach, Heber Lahem, Termiso, Shnei Amar, Adonai Chavetz, Man Tzidko, Yagdil, Torah, V'Adir.